joke. Joketon. Jokeathon.
Boom.
Jokemon? Nah, that ain't gonna work.
Nigga, have you ever seen fucking Pimp My Ride?
Nigga, of course.
Bruh, oh my God.
That's like a childhood staple.
It's so nostalgic, but it's like also one of the worst things.
Yes. I feel like I know what you're gonna say.
Bro, they literally throw fucking like 20 TVs in a nigga shit. They throw like 3 PlayStations.
And they just needed a new transmission. All you had to do was just clean the car out, just soup it up. That's it. Nah. You had to throw in a pool of regular Cheetos and a fucking hot sauce dispenser.
Oh my god. Bruh, what's them shits called? The MRR machines, like the little circular shits?
Yeah.
They put one of those, not a real one, obviously, but like a replica one in a woman's car because she said she wanted to be a nurse. I was like, what the fuck? Yo, I feel like I'm really, really, really loud.
How does that even...
Okay, I'm good. Damn. I'm good. No, we went hella low now.
Yeah, I'm like...
I feel loud as fuck. Like, am I?
Nah, you good, honestly. You
got just take one out.
Yeah, I got one in. Like,
I feel hella loud. I'm just like, yeah. Damn.
Nigga, because you are hella loud, nigga.
I'm not, though. Like, everybody always tell me how not loud I am, actually.
Right, because you think you monotone, but you really on a different tone, nigga. Alright, no, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. I'm gonna just sip my drink. Yeah. It was like a couple podcasts ago. This nigga said, I say like 80% bullshit. You know, like
I did hold you though. Yeah. I said 80%. That's a high ass percentage.
I'm like 80%.
And I was like, wait. No, 95% bullshit.
I'm just like, God.
Yeah, no, I was really like roasting your ass. Yeah, but it's not 80, but it's definitely around 40-50% for sure.
50? God damn.
Yeah, man. I mean, like 45.
Give me like 30.
I don't think it's realistic though.
Like, all right. 45.
Yeah, 45 is fair.
All right. Cool.
It's closer to that 50% mark.
But you know, I just try to keep, you know, certain things separated, like the bullshit and the, you know, the player haters.
Like Moses.
See, thank you. We here. Yeah,
absolutely.
Splitting red seas. Yeah, but we do stop on periods. Not unless you don't stop on periods.
I don't. I mean, like, at one point when I was younger, I thought it was gross, but...
I still think it's gross.
I mean...
I don't like my dick smelling like
fucking... Iron? Yes. Because that's what it smells like.
Like honestly. Fucking copper.
Yeah. Like, that shit smells like metal.
like, no, that's just...
No, nah. I mean, that's fair. I don't judge nobody for not wanting to do it, because at a point, I was thinking the same thing. Like, this is gross as fuck. You smell iron and fucking, like... But, in my experience, it's been better.
I can respect that.
I mean, I ain't going to go out my way to be like, when she get on her period, like, all right, let's fuck. But if the time's right, and we end up fucking while she on her period, I'm also not going to complain.
All right, so let me ask you. What if you was fucking with somebody and they started spotting and you ate them out, but you didn't know they were spotting, but they knew?
Okay, how would I not know, though? Because, like, when I had to pull the panties down and in doing that, I was seeing, like, some, you know... blood. Like, if I didn't know, I mean, it is what it is.
It's completely
though.
Hypothetical. It's
yeah,
completely
yeah. Just because I think I was just diving too deep in, and I also hate when people do that when I ask them a hypothetical. It's like, nigga, come on, bro. Like, ask a question. But is it, at that point, like, it is what it is. Because it's like, what you gonna do? Beat her ass? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, I probably would.
I mean, shit,
bitch.
You just don't want to believe you're a nasty nigga because you just ate her period blood.
Yes, bro. Like,
you probably don't. I mean,
nah, that's nasty. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I saw that shit on YouTube. I was just like, shit. Somebody really like went out bad. Went out motherfucking sad.
Bro, niggas go bad every day, and it's sad. Oh, I was watching fights yesterday, and this, you know, we're going to go ahead and get into the intro after this. Okay. But I was streaming my reactions to fights and shit, and it was so many niggas that would start fights and just get their ass beat. Like, like just get their ass beat. What? Oh my God, bro. I was like, wow. Like, how do you start the fight? This nigga started a fight with a transgender woman. And the whole, bro, I'm reacting to it though. Oh, no. Bro, I'm watching this. I'm like, yo, this nigga finna beat her ass. Like, he like 260, fucking 6'2" at least.
Wait. This is like UFC.
No, these like street fights. I'm reacting to street fights.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking like street beefs or something.
No, like niggas on the street fighting.
Oh, like, oh, okay. All right. I went two different ways.
So I'm watching this shit and they arguing and shit. I'm like, why is she trying to fight this big ass nigga? Don't she know he'll knock his ass out? Or he'll knock her ass out?
Yeah.
Nigga, yeah. When I tell you she knocked his ass out, I was like,
Don't fuck with him, cause boy, they ain't playing.
Oh my fucking God, so many niggas went down bad, bro.
And that's what you fucking get, man. All right, that's what you fucking get.
Hey, you never know who's gonna be that nigga to knock you the fuck out, bro. God. You really don't.
Yeah, it might be a woman.
Yep, I was wrong that day. Yo, she knocked that nigga the fuck out.
And it might not be a cisgender, so boy, you better look out. All right, but now, enough of that bullshit.
Yeah.
But welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy, Jew, a.k.a. the Granny Slayer, a.k.a. the Penny Player, a.k.a. the MILF Taker. Yeah. The Dilf That Could, That Lay Wood. And I also got my name.
It is your boy, Nate, on the mic, and welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. This is episode 108, I believe.
It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah. I really should have split this up into seasons so it'd just be easier.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Like, season 2, episode 1 type shit.
Oh, yeah, because then we could have did, like, Dabs and Doobies. Yeah. Like, actual season, yeah. We can still work that out.
But welcome back to the motherfucking podcast.
Yes, sir.
We got some funny ass shit in the news today.
It's been going viral for the last couple of days.
So yeah.
When y'all see this, y'all gonna be like, oh, we already heard about it, but we just been waiting to talk about this shit.
Well, no, I had COVID as well. So, some of this stuff we just couldn't talk about. And, you know, that was fucked up. But first, we gotta get into our sponsors and affiliates, though.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Instacart. Shout out to Bluehost. Shout out to One More Headphones. 10% off their code in our
the link is in the description.
Yeah, thank you, because you saved me.
And Cyber Monday sales is going on.
Oh yeah, definitely tap into that.
So definitely get in on that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I gotta make sure I like tap into that. Like,
yeah, right. Yeah. Finally get them so we can stop being like niggas that promote them but wear skull candies.
Hey, they were cheap, man.
He right. He a genius.
I'm not dissing though.
This is like $10, bro.
Oh,
like,
Jesus. It is. It's like, look, we got to deal with the cord. It's cool.
It's off whatever. The record, though, if we could get a sponsorship or affiliate link with Skull Candy, I'd be down to drop one more. Like,
oh, yeah.
Skull Candy has been the shit for so long.
But one more actually held us down, though.
You right. We say nigga and they don't drop us.
Yeah, so it's like we can't sit here and like shit on them. Like, hey, one more.
I ain't trying to shit on. Like, hey, it's just a cheaper product. Hey, this off the record anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but man, shout out to all them. Shout out to what's the scenario? The game board. The hip hop
trivia party game.
Yeah. Trivia is the word I was looking for.
Eight people to play.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You need a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say what I usually say, but.
Biased test. Hip-hop game. Okay.
Oh, God. Look, just make sure y'all go tap into the links in the description. You tell them that the boys over here at Short Story Long sent you. All right. We appreciate all of their support, and we appreciate all of our, you know, affiliates, sponsors, and just people that love us. All right. Just thank y'all.
I also want to shout out our website. We have a new design up right now.
Oh yeah, new merch.
Yeah, for sure. New merch coming soon.
Yeah, next podcast, y'all gonna see that.
I was probably going to outsource, but now I'm definitely going to outsource because I am running out of ideas, guys.
I get it.
Yeah, it's really hard to come up with something that's really fire. by summertime next year, I want to have our shit to Boosie, because that's like the best person we can get it to in Atlanta.
Honestly, real shit, we need to just brainstorm together one day.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Shit. I'm building the PC.
That'd be better than like outsourcing.
Yeah, everything's coming like together, so you ain't going.
On God.
Yeah, so boom. But you know,
into the news though.
Man, this nigga Almighty Suspect violated that nigga Kelpie. Oh my gosh, my nigga.
Yeah, he beat that nigga.
He dove in that nigga shit. Oh shit, bro.
Yo, he beat his ass, dog.
But he said, who? Who you call a bitch? What you say? Who you call a bitch?
Bruh. Bruh, he spit. It was like a simultaneous thing. He got up, spit at him, took the headphones off, and rushed his shit. Like,
bruh, it was just so, smooth, bro. Oh my God.
I'm wondering what Kelpie is thinking this whole time.
Nah. Then you got Adam in the corner just like. Oh, okay. I need help. Yo, no. Why does shit. Hold on, I gotta fix this, y'all. My bad. Look, and I hate to be like this, Adam. All right, but why the fuck did you look like a
scared
middle-aged?
As fuck?
Yeah, like scared and a middle-aged soccer dad. All right,
he is though.
Oh God.
He is a middle-aged dad.
Man, you're shit. But you work out more than both of them niggas. That's the sad part.
Shit. I mean, I probably want to break it up, cuz just the thing is Kelpie started it, bro.
I mean,
quote unquote.
I won't say he's
he crossed the line. That's what happened. Yeah. He called him a bitch, and for a lot of niggas that's like a trigger word. Me personally, I wouldn't even use that to somebody I don't know. Like, I might call my friends bitches, but we know it's like...
It's out of love.
Yeah, it's not even like a serious thing. But I know a lot of niggas that would turn up when you call them a bitch.
Shit, Kobe.
Like, that word is just like, what?
It's like, what you say?
Like...
What? I ain't no bitch, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, first of all, I'm going to just say this, and this is on the record, all right? If you know you are not a bitch... And somebody calls you a bitch, just because they call you that and you know you're not that, why the fuck are you entertaining it and giving it power? Like, honestly speaking, you're really crashing out just because of a word?
Yeah, like, I hate that. It's like niggas crash out for the simplest reasons, bro.
Yeah, and it's sad, but at the same time, it's like, Almighty didn't even like Kelpie to begin with.
See, and that's my problem.
He really didn't.
Because that's when I look at it like... okay, that's when I look at it like bullying, because it's like, this is the second time Kelpie has been up here, rightfully so. They choose to be up there, but the first time he's up there, nobody respected him. It was obvious, clear as day. This time he up there, Kelpie, Almighty Suspect obviously didn't respect him, and it was gonna lead into further like a further heated argument or whatever.
Yeah, true. But at the same time, I put it like this. Kelpie antagonized the situation where he didn't really have to, because the people that's actually in his corner told him, don't come in here on no weirdo shit. Don't come in here on some bullshit. Come in here on some cool shit. It's business. We keeping this professional. We not doing all that. But he wanted to take upon himself, thinking, oh well, you know, I'm Kelpie the motherfucking pimp. I'm Kelpie the motherfucking P. Nah, he's Kelpie the motherfucking clown. Kelpie the cunt. And then got his ass like beat the fuck up because he wanted to see him call somebody a bitch twice.
Yeah, first of all,
it's like
I don't. First of all, who knows if the first interview already didn't put a bad taste in Kelpie's mouth? So he's coming out there to prove a point, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe he wanted to try to sun him back.
Yeah, you see, he didn't have that jacket on. Sharp said, I'm gonna make you take that bitch off. Like, let me catch you outside. I'm gonna make you take that bitch off.
He what? Definitely took that shit off.
Oh God, nigga. Man, that nigga burn it.
But like, I don't agree that you could just say anything you want to a nigga for practically an hour and a half, 2 hours straight, and
then get verbally jumped at that.
Yeah, exactly. Like. And then when he call you a bitch, now you trying to escalate shit. Like that's my problem. Like, now granted, he called him a bitch. He Almighty Suspect was like, what? And at that point yo, at that point, you gotta know that this shit about to be up as fuck.
One, Kelpie is a square. Yeah, that nigga green as hell. Yeah, he in the words of Mac, that nigga green ass nigga. All right, he just green as hell. All right, like, nah, for real. He doesn't strike me as a person that would have actually caught those social cues. He doesn't look like he's really been in a fight before.
I mean, clearly, because yeah, me personally, so. I'm just saying, me, if I call a nigga a bitch and he say, first of all, if I'm ready to call a nigga a bitch, I'm ready to fight already.
Yeah,
I'm but glad. If I call a nigga a bitch and he like, what? And he make this face? Like, he really trying to understand, yeah, like, did you really just say these words to them?
That's the face when you hear, I'll smack the shit out of everybody in here.
What? like he's really like, he can't fathom in his brain that you conjured up the words to disrespect him like that. That's that face. So when he said that, he asked for clarification and he said it again.
He said, I'm talking to you, bitch.
Like, oh shit.
Like, I look, realistically speaking, I went back and rewatched that shit like 20 times. I slowed it down.
I watched memes. Yeah. Nigga, they had a video of his feet just like flinging around. He was getting his ass beat, boy. Like, yo, he was getting his ass beat, bro.
Yo, I kid you not. All right, that was the most entertaining viral moment I've seen in a long time. That's how you end off 2022. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2022. Yeah, yeah, damn it. Yeah, that's how you end this shit off. Because first we had Will at the beginning of the year,
yeah, right.
And now we got Almighty beating the fuck out of his ass. Let that nigga leak it.
He's just like, bink, bink, bink. He's like catching them all every time. Just yes. Like, bink, bink, bink,
yo,
bink. You just see him like. Beat the fuck up.
Look, honestly, if I was me in that situation, if I was Kobe, I would have grabbed that nigga, hemmed him up, and I would have slammed his ass. That table would have been broken.
Yeah, but you got to assume, that's you assuming that he would have the capabilities of doing that. Like, if you was Kobe, you probably couldn't do it. Stop beating my ass, bro.
Wait, right there. You gotta put like a little clip, like a little clip of Kelby's feet. Just oh shit. Oh, but look, at the end of the day, just to like wrap this up, one, Kelby, you were definitely out of line for calling a man out of his name. Like, yeah. Calling a man a bitch. All right?
Yeah.
Realistically speaking, even if you didn't know that that was right or you didn't know you was in the wrong, that's just something you're just not supposed to do. That's just an unspoken rule, like, realistically speaking.
But at the end of the day, I don't think if I invited anybody up here for a podcast, I would do my best not to escalate it to any further point.
Yeah, true. And Almighty, you have to take accountability on your end because you're not keeping your cool, bro, and being professional at the same time.
Yeah.
But he's known for being like Riley at a fucking podcast. Like, he's that nigga's like Young Reezy in this bitch. All right? He say what the fuck he want to say. All right?
I mean,
I ain't mad at it.
Yeah, if it results in numbers, I guess I can't be mad at it.
Yeah, it's like, how do you think Adam feels? He's like, I don't want this shit out here, but... Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad business. You got sponsors and shit, but I don't know if they got sponsors. I don't know what the fuck they got.
I think that, but even then, their sponsors is like weed and shit, so they don't really give a fuck.
Yeah. But like, still, YouTube is against like violence and shit.
Bro, do you know how much violence is on YouTube, though?
It is, but you know what? They got rid of a lot of World Star Fight compilations and shit like that. Like, those things used to be, used to be huge back in the day.
I'm so mad, bro. Those shits were like legendary in my head.
It's our age restricting shit, and like, not too many people can see it now. It's not in the algorithm, I guess. Because I started posting fights, and I realized really fast that social media is really sensitive about actual fights.
I'm surprised my shit didn't like get taken down on my story, like real shit.
What shit? Oh, you talking about?
If y'all follow me on Instagram, http.gemini, and y'all be looking at my stories, go look at my highlight. All right, like, that nigga got his ass beat. Like, I caught the moment where he spit on him and then just started going in on this shit. It's completely uncensored. Y'all enjoy that.
Bro, I can't believe he just beat his ass like that in front of just everybody.
I was expecting Sharp to do that more so than Almighty.
I
feel like Sharp would probably just slap the shit out of his ass. Like, what, boy? What? Bow! Who the fuck you talking to?
Man, Kelby, don't go back up there, bro. You ain't getting no respect from nobody.
If you go back up there, bro, Almighty is going to beat your ass.
Yeah, again. Yeah, bro. Like, it's GP. Obvious nobody respect you for real. Adam might.
Adam fuck with you. He don't respect you.
Yeah. Adam fuck with you on some content shit, but yeah. Like. Obviously, bro, you're not having a good time every time you go up there.
With Adam or anybody else at No Jumper, it's nothing but a beneficial relationship if it comes down to you. They don't truly, like, you're not coming to the parties, not the parties, but the barbecues and the kickbacks and shit. You're not getting
And it's only beneficial because they invite him on to clown the fuck out of him, bro. That's literally it.
Like, it's like they're not laughing with you. They're laughing at you.
Yeah, and that's some bullshit, honestly.
Yeah, but hey, man.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And he allowed himself to get bullied.
Yeah,
so.
That's what gives us that shit to talk about. So.
Yeah, because that shit was funny as fuck, boy.
Bro, yo, I thought the uncensored version, I slowed that shit down.
Yeah, I went straight to Twitter. I was like, oh, shit. And again, it's an unbeatnik.
Wait. He put his hand up. Almighty said, nigga, fuck it.
Bank was just catching straight on his face, bro. Nigga, I was fucked up. And I was just like, damn, yo, you could have just kept your mouth shut.
Bro, learn to shut the fuck up. Cause some things you just don't need to say.
Own fucking God, bro.
Like, nah, for real, my boy.
Oh my God. I want to talk about Christian Rock, bro.
Bruh.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
So I'm gonna preface this with a conversation I had with somebody. And it's Twitter. And first of all, I talked shit about Twitter before, but I'm actually starting to like Twitter, and it's I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but
he's turning toxic.
Yeah, right.
Ah, shit.
But I'm talking to this girl, and she's like, well, tweeting with this female, and she's like, you know, Christian Rock was such a good person before she met Blueface. She was running track. She had her priorities together. And she was just a beautiful person. This is obviously before all the tattoos, a blue face, and all that shit.
Before he hit her with that loke dick? Is that what you mean?
I guess. Yeah.
Because I'm over here just like, I'm pretty sure this bitch was still crazy.
I would say her priorities? What?
What the fuck? How do you know?
Now, since Blue Girls Club, we seen Christian Rock be crazy as fuck over and over again. As far as fucking putting blood on Blueface walls and driving his G-Wagon 1,000 miles away. Oh, yeah. Her getting kicked out by WAC. Like, they heard fucking dropping two of their sex tapes.
Getting offered $100,000 just to leave him alone. And she wouldn't even take it.
And now this Casa Not stream. Oh my fucking God. Now,
Have put that bitch on a leash.
I have to ask the question because people are kind of separated on this as far as, you know, social talk online and shit like that. Is Blueface to blame for how crazy and just a degenerate that Christian Rock is acting? Is he to blame for it?
No. That starts at childhood. That starts at home, okay? You can either enable it or stop it. That's the only thing you can really do as an adult, all right? Realistically speaking, nah, I don't blame him. Like, I don't put the blame on him. Like I said before, I just feel like he enables it.
Yeah. Even because I was about to say, even the fact that he, you know, obviously keeps her around and puts her in better positions over and over again.
Yeah, because it's like he sees she's hot. She's content worthy. She's somebody that can keep me like, what's the word? Oh, can keep me relevant a little bit longer because I ain't really dropping music like that.
Yeah, I mean, nigga, when's the last time he dropped music? Like 2018?
Yeah, and he did that whack ass Kai freestyle and she like forced Kai to like dance with him. He was just like, wait, bro.
Yeah, that nigga looked terrified. That
she
whole stream.
Mugged him like three times subtly. Like, y'all gotta go catch that shit. She was like,
the vibe was off that whole time, bro. So I watched the whole stream. And you know, there's content like worthy moments, but it was just like, it felt like if you ever invited somebody on a podcast, I'm obviously not going to say any names, but it's just when they feel like they just don't want to be there, so the vibe is off. And that's what it felt like. Now, he did say they was off the Henny, too. Which,
the hen dog?
Nigga, every time I see Krishan Rock, she drunk as fuck. Like, every time. Like, real talk. She be sounding like she got a permanent sore throat.
I feel, honestly, if she wasn't drunk, I feel like she'd be a little bit of a different person.
Obviously.
Yeah, like, I feel like she'd be a little, she'll probably be a little bit more decent to be around or tolerable.
My thing is, okay, so originally I was like, I was a part of my first ratio. At least that's what I told Shania after it happened. And we just basically clowned her ass. Like, no, Blueface is not to blame for how crazy she was. This not some shit that just started because of Blueface. She already had this in her.
They just hit her with that schoolyard, you know. And that ass went crazy.
The thing is, we just never knew anything about Krishan Rock before Blueface, so we can make no judgment like, oh, she was already crazy. It's just we have no proof of either or, but you can't say she this crazy because of Blueface.
There's no frame of reference.
So but it's like, also, when I see these videos that Blueface posts and shit on his story, and even like...
You follow this nigga?
I mean, no. I mean, I probably seen on DJ Academics and shit like that. Randomly, like, somebody might post on some hashtag I seen it on like a Reels, you know.
Yeah.
But she'd be like crying and shit. He recording her and shit. I'm just like, okay, I know she's just not the only one that's toxic in this. Blueface is also very toxic. He's not outwitted. She's outwardly toxic. Like when she was like, yeah, babe, I just be breaking stuff because you be trying to kick me out, daddy. But I'm not going nowhere.
That bitch crazy.
I'm like, yo, crazy, but he liked that. He liked that shit.
You got that. I'll have to sit here and pull out and put that 40 back. Nah, fuck that. Got me bars, nigga. You got me fucked up. I'm not going. Not going. Anytime, if any woman ever that I deal with or have dealt with would ever whisper that little sweet utter phrase in my ear, nigga, I'm out. Like, I'm gone. Like, it's over with. Finito. Done with. Just ping, first flight out this bitch. Like, I'll probably get somebody to kidnap their ass just so I ain't got to deal with them for a couple weeks. I'm good on that. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. For all the feds out there listening and watching. But,
that's all I'm saying, all right?
A lot of people were saying that Blueface looked miserable, but I'm thinking, like, he may be embarrassed because he didn't expect her to wild out as much as she did, but he definitely liked that crazy shit, bro. He liked that, and as far as enabling, like you said, that's exactly what he's doing, and for that reason, I believe that he made her worse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't disagree. I do not disagree at all. Like, in all honesty, there's a few people that has commented on my story when it came down to, like, Krishan Rock, if I, like, share something. A few women to be like, nah, I don't like her. She does too much. She's so toxic. She's crazy. She's this, she's that. But I'm trying to figure out, like, where are their support? You know what? I take that back. I do see it because there are crazy bitches that would support that shit.
Yeah, I hate that their relationship is getting like romanticized.
Some Bonnie and Clyde shit, Bobby and Whitney.
Because that's not cute, bro. This is toxic as fuck. They beating each other's parents' ass. Like, they beating each other's parents' ass. They in domestic abuse situations.
Imagine
back to
if
back.
They have kids and you got to tell them, yeah, we both like had to beat granddad and grandma's ass like at one point. Like, bro, what?
You had your manager had to kick her out like a year ago or so.
Like, I had to kick my own blood out. They forgot I was a Crip. Oop.
I'm just like, man. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, that bar was hard though.
I hate that this is being, and you know, you probably don't see it that much, but there are people that look at their relationship like it's goals.
Oh,
like,
no, I know, because there's some really toxic individuals out
there. And that's so odd to me that people is finding some type of goodness in this toxic relationship. The fact that I think they both bringing each other down a lot. She's bringing Blueface down because if he wants to be a rapper, nobody's taking him serious. He's a reality star now. Nobody give a fuck about his rap career. He already lost that.
Like, if he come out with a bopper, niggas will pay it. Like, it will get spins, but nobody's focusing on that anymore.
His peak is gone, nigga. Now, I ain't gonna lie. When he freestyled, I thought it was actually all right.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying, he's bro.
Like, too many niggas in your house is a hot dog stand. I bust out laughing.
He was like, Kai, you got a hot dog stand. I was like, nigga, what?
The nigga's obviously drunk. But he can't be a rapper anymore. He's a reality star, and everybody really know him now, and at least in the past 2 years, from this fucking Blueface and Christian Rock shit. Blue Rock. I don't know. Nah. But her, like, even
Chris Face.
This bitch got 7 tattoos of Blueface on her, bro. 7. Like 7 tattoos of this nigga.
And a prosthetic tooth. That shit hydro dipped and fucking.
That shit is dangerous. Like, this bitch love him a little too
First
much.
First of all, once I see you get a tattoo right here, I'm already scared. Yeah. I'm scared for my life. That top gotta be fire. That she got it. What if that pussy was whack? What if that pussy was
Well, off the record, I seen that porn, and I mean, if you can make any judgment off of that, it's about if you ever fucked a skinny bitch, it's like that. That's exactly what it's like. It's no different. From a viewer's perspective. Off the record, though.
Yeah, completely OTR. Completely. But, you know. What else we got? Because, yeah, in closing.
Charleston White.
Yeah, in closing, we're just going to say, Blueface, get a restraining order before she kill your ass.
Yeah, cool. Oh, my God.
Definitely going to be, 6 feet deep if you keep fucking with her.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit here and say that because we've lost too many, young black artists. Or just black people in general, okay? And I don't... To senseless fucking violence. Or just senseless shit in general. So please, please, please. Do everybody a favor and protect your peace. All right?
Yeah, real talk.
The cloud ain't even worth it, bro. I know that's how you eat.
I think he probably genuinely love her too, though. But it's just it's not in the right place.
Yeah. It's that toxic love, bro.
Yeah.
But... Moving on, because I'm not about to sit here and talk about some toxic bitch all day. You got me fucked up, all right? So, but Saweetie, she is ass.
Oh, my God.
All right, so first week sales, 2K.
So we actually tried to listen to it, just so that we wasn't coming on here and just making fun of ourselves, because I've personally, and I know you personally, heard good albums that just didn't sell that much.
Facts. But in all fairness, it's an EP. Not an album or mixtape. So it's not to be a high expectation on that project.
And there's no singles on it. This is all just brand new songs.
But it's like the way she just came swinging out the gate to airing out Dirty Laundry like a bitter bitch. yo. And she can sit here and make a press run or say in an interview, I wasn't talking about it. But we all know you were talking about the icy boy. All right.
he sounded like a glacier boy.
I'm a glacier boy. we already know you was talking about the honcho. All right. So don't even stop. Just stop the cap before you start capping.
All right. I mean, you never know, bro. You never know. Because when females come out with certain stuff.
Shit. It makes
No. Hear me out.
All right, go ahead.
When females come out with certain stuff, the thing about it is there's certain shit about niggas or even your homies that you won't know, but they bitch gonna know. So she might say.
Because of that pillow talk. So you
Yeah.
Right,
so it's gonna be certain truths to what she's saying. Now, some of it be a lot of it probably be some bullshit, but it be those truths in there that niggas be like, oh, bitch, why you had to come out and say that?
Because it's only I feel like the truths only be 2%.
I mean, you never
the
know.
The rest is just shit that usual bitter bitches say, oh, your dick game was weak.
Yeah.
Your dick was little, bitch. But it was in your mouth, though. Yeah, what? You sucked it a few and good few times. All right, good few hundred times.
I hate that this has been this female's, go-to ever since I was in middle school.
Oh God.
Before niggas was even fucking bitches saying, your dick small.
First of all, I can't control what I'm born with, but you can control the smell of that, stank box you got. Right?
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Who you talking about?
Nobody in specifics.
I'm like, damn, that stank box. Who got that? Damn.
Got that fishy fishy.
So we listened to this shit, though. We gave it a chance just out of being fair, giving it some fair critique. And it's garbage.
2 out of 6 songs. That was actually pretty good.
I'll give it one. I ain't really like that first song.
Her flow really kills the whole.
Her bars is weak. Flow like, weak. Beats.
I feel like early Cardi B was better than this. Like
nigga, she, early Cardi B was fine. Nigga, Bodak Yellow was hard.
Nah, she was like Hot and Ready. Like, or You Niggas Rats, Tom and Jerry. I get it. Hot. Wait, yeah, Hot like Little Caesars, Hot and Ready or some shit like that.
That's weak as hell. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like that bar was like weak as fuck, but better than her whole fucking EP. Like, come on, dude.
I don't want to use too much of a segment to roast Sweetie because it's like.
But it's just the fact of one. She came out and she actually had a high rise. Like, if she actually would have capitalized on that, like, hot moment, on that lightning in the bottle moment, there we go, to where she could have been an influencer more so, or a model or something of that sort, instead of dropping music. Because you look too fine to be dropping this bullshit-ass music, all right? That's really hurting you more so than helping you. And I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm being completely objective. Yeah, you sound like an asshole. I don't care. But I'm being completely objective, and I'm giving you constructive criticism. And even Charlamagne, the guy, said, "That ain't it, queen." Nah, that ain't it. So, sweetheart, realistically speaking, please give up on music. Right? Oh, like, I don't want to be that guy to have to tell you, like, give up on your life's dream. But give up on your life's dream. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, like, it's like the nigga that's like just pretty average at basketball, and he's good, but he's just never going to get NBA quality. Yeah,
he's just trying to he's convincing himself that, bro, I'm like Jordan. I promise you, I'm like Jordan out here. But when you balling, you like worse than Melo.
Yeah, well, damn.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Melo's actually fired. I can't even do that. Who's an ass basketball player?
I mean, you don't make it to the NBA and be ass. So it's like, LaVale. Wait, damn, what's his name?
LaVale Thompson?
No.
LaVale Carter?
Damn, I forgot his name. But he a tall-ass motherfucker. He always doing some dumb shit. I would say he probably up there as far as bad basketball players. JaVale McGee. That's his name.
JaVale McGee? With a name like that, you know you ass.
Yeah, this nigga stay doing some dumb shit, bro. He stay doing some dumb shit.
Look, just know. God damn, I'm sorry. That really took me out.
But the thing about Sweetie, though, is that she has a lot of good songs. And that's why it surprised me when she, like, flops this hard.
Yeah.
Because she has, like, Tap In. And this is objectively speaking because I don't listen to Sweetie. But Tap In. Back to the Streets with Janae Aiko. Yeah.
What?
Best Friend with fucking
That's
Doja
my
Cat?
Best Friend.
Yeah. Yeah, and like those are, I think one of those went platinum. So
she
it's
had
like,
the formula with those. She wasn't trying to rap for real. If you just work on formulating this, the good songs.
But
okay?
See, that's what I'm saying though. I don't think she should stop rapping, just because. I mean, who cares? If she could just continue to drop music and like it, even if nobody cares,
but she's
dropping music.
She's gonna keep getting roasted.
But the thing about her is that she has career opportunity just because she's fine. That's called pretty privilege. We all know that.
Yeah,
know that.
You're right.
So she gonna have brand deals and makeup
she can
deals.
Be a bottle girl and be all right. Okay, I'm sorry. That,
now you just demeaning her
sorry,
all
I'm
the way
sorry.
Down to a bottle
I'm sorry,
girl.
Y'all. That just,
like, you might as well
out.
Say she should work at Hooters, nigga. Like, but no, you right though. She does have that privilege of being pretty, that she can go to any profession where being pretty is like the biggest thing and make a lot of money.
Facts.
All that shit. She gonna get tips because she's fine. But realistically, not trying to note her all the way down to a bottle girl, Hooters girl. She can have brand deals, makeup deals, fucking Fashion Nova deals, all this shit. She can still have that and make her living off of that. Now you can make your living off of Instagram and TikTok too. Yeah, she can always have that. But it's like, why not keep rapping and just hone in on your craft? Because there's a lot of, your bars is weak. That's my biggest criticism. The bars is weak, dog. Like, they not even, I've heard better bars from like 4 pounds, my nigga.
God, that's a stretch, nigga. 4 pounds. Like, nah, that's a whole stretch. No, like, I've heard better bars from Lil Pump.
Okay.
Then that's a. Is that. All right, do you consider that a stretch?
Yeah, Yeah. All right. Really, like, her bar is not. I can't think of anybody that has like.
I'm trying to give a good like reference.
Lil B. I heard better bars from Lil B. Yeah, dude, that song is Lil B rapping for real.
It's just I gotta listen to it.
Yeah. I just nigga, you know, like, hold up. Besides all that, you know, he came out with 100 song mixtape.
God damn.
Oh God, nigga. Oh God. Bruh, this nigga came out with 100 song mixtape, my nigga. I was like, what? And it's the same shit over and over again. Like, whoop, whoop. It sounds like wonton soup times 100. Like,
he said wonton soup times 100. First of all, no. I'm not listening to that. I'm not.
I listened to like 20 songs out there.
I wouldn't listen to 10. Like, I get 30 seconds in as soon as I hear whoop, whoop, whoop. Skip.
It's like, but the thing with Sweetie though is how do you tell somebody that's always dreamed about doing something like doing music or doing any type of art?
Get a ghostwriter.
You right. But how do you tell somebody that? How do you tell somebody the bars they've been writing this whole time is terrible?
Sweetie, get a fucking ghostwriter. You suck at your own bars.
The people that...
You're good with a little bit of storytelling, but your delivery...
Storytelling.
Flow, yeah, in her own way. Like, bitter bitch shit.
Yeah, I say that's called gossip. Every bitch can do that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like, you know, when you lie on your resume, it's like, oh yeah, I worked at McDonald's. Now I worked at a restaurant franchise chain. I was able to operate there for about 2 to 3 years. You gotta sauce it up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. But yeah, for the most part, nah, baby.
I think she should go more of a pop route. That's what I would
advise. Yeah. You'll definitely have a better career when it comes down to like pop music. But rap, you will not get respected.
No, rap is not your thing at all.
No, at all.
And the songs that you do that got that went platinum or whatever, it's not because you're rapping.
And I applaud you for those.
Yeah.
But nah, stop trying to act like you Joey Crack. Like, you ain't all that.
But moving on to Charleston White, though. So he was on a fucking a podcast. I don't know the name of the podcast.
That nigga just crashed out.
Oh my God. Yo, he was so like
cringy.
No, he was so aggressive. Like, he just, it seemed like. Damn, it seemed like the whole time he just, damn.
Got that, yeah, I got a burst. Like, yeah.
I just realized his light just turned up.
Upset stomach, diarrhea.
Alright.
Yeah.
Nah, it's all obvious and shit.
Stay frosty.
But the whole time it just seemed like he wanted to get niggas mad enough so that they can like join him in on this fucking nigga moment. Like, it just seemed like he was trying to offend, and the people in there was actually way chiller than they could have been.
Yeah,
way chiller than they could have been. They could have crashed out a long time ago in that.
Yeah, because realistically, I'm pretty sure in a room probably like 6 to 8 niggas, at least 2 of them got a strap.
Yeah,
not including Charleston.
At least 2. I mean, at least I would say probably like 4. But at least,
no, I was just being nice.
Yeah, at least, nigga, like, you got a bunch of niggas in one room.
I'm
sure. I don't know if Charleston White got niggas he be around, but I imagine that you don't talk that crazy and not have niggas with you. Like, I just imagine that you don't do that.
I feel like the only reason why he was talking that crazy is because he had a gun on him.
So don't.
Like, I genuinely feel
niggas
that.
Die with their gun all the time.
Yeah, I know that. But guess what? When you have that motherfucker on you and you're delusional and you feel like you could take on the world, but yet you snitching if somebody got some pounds in the car, like, yeah, like,
yeah, you trying to take on the whole Chicago by yourself?
Like, and you ain't even got a switch. You ain't even got a honey bun on your shit, and you want to sit here and talk about some? You want some war? What?
That's my thing. Is like. Sometimes I feel like he's really out. He's really thinking about the negative, like thinking about the black community and some of the negative shit that we kind of perpetuate and some of the negative shit that we embrace as a community.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I agree with Charleston White. But then he said, he go on and like say fuck niggas' moms and he not the one with dead kids it's and like, shit.
Now you're doing the most, bro. Like, what's the point and what's the purpose?
That's when you lose me. It's like you talk about situations, and also 21 Savage said something. I wish I had the computer in here to just pull it up, but he said something regarding this on the Off the Record podcast, and he was like, he agreed with Charleston White, but Charleston White doesn't look at the why.
Yeah. Like why? Oh, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, he doesn't look at the why, like why niggas are doing this or why niggas in these situations, and he paint them up like they just some evil ass niggas.
Yeah, and even 21 was saying that, dude, by you not understanding that, why not asking why are they doing this, it's just hurting people. He said, shit, I even wonder that shit sometimes, and then I realized, like, bruh, it's because of fucked up situations that we've put ourselves in because of the things that we've been influenced by.
Exactly, and that's a generational thing a lot of times, but it's easy to villainize him from a nigga like Charleston White's perspective. It's easy to look over there and look at niggas killing niggas in the hood and be like, oh, they just evil motherfuckers. That's why they got dead cousins and shit and all this crazy ass shit.
He's looking at them like these politicians, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, so serious. Like, politicians and lawmakers. Wait, I'm sorry. Politicians and fucking law enforcement. Like, because in all honesty, you're just taking shit for face value, okay? You're not actually doing any due diligence to see, okay, what's really going on. Which, granted, I can say there has been some police officers that actually would take the time to try to defuse situations. They actually take time out of their time, like not getting paid for it. And like, look, we don't need all this beef. Y'all need to sit here and talk it out. We're all grown men at the end of the day. It really doesn't have to end in bloodshed.
Yeah.
Sometimes that has worked. Sometimes it hasn't. But the way that Charleston White is going about it, he's going about it literally like a politician. Just
even worse. He's just disrespecting the fuck out of it. Like he really, yes. Like imagine your brother died or some shit like that. You in the hood, your brother died, and it's just like war all around you because niggas got some type of street beef or some shit like that. And you got a nigga like Charleston White, like fuck your dead brother. It's like, why though? Like, why? Well, like, what is the point?
That's me. I'm not going to lie. You're getting blowed down. I'm not even about to play them games with you, my
and
boy.
And that's the thing. You taunting niggas like you're not available.
Like, dude, like you can't get touched. Just because you're a snitch don't mean shit.
Just because you got a gun don't mean shit
you
either.
You got people that will crash out proudly and will serve that time because fuck you. Yeah. That's why. And there's some, we need certain people like that in this world, sadly. To do the dirty work. That's what that's what the government does. Think of the military.
Yeah, work. That is true, but it's a little
they just
different
get perks.
Also.
Yeah, they get perks with their like, you know, killing niggas.
Yeah, our wars have a lot to do with our economy though too. So
yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
I mean we have a much like wars is different than just crashing out in the streets because
you're definitely right. You're definitely right. It's definitely a bigger purpose behind a war, more so than, you know, petty ass street beef.
Yeah.
Beefing about corners that nobody owns that type of renting.
But I'm like, yo, you go to anywhere, like you can go to Charleston White, go to Florida, Chicago, Detroit or whatever, and you will have somebody in that area that will be ready to crash out on you. And so I'm like, why are you inviting this? Even if this is how you feel, why are you inviting this? Why are you saying fuck the whole Chicago because you keep a gun? But in reality, you're not. You know, who knows? He might be ready to die. But like,
well, this nigga's like already got a foot in the grave. How old is he? Like 85 years old or some shit? Like, bro, he an old ass nigga, bro.
He is.
Like, yo, he already looked like he need to be like knocking on death's door. Like, I'm not gonna say that because that sounds like really fucked up.
I mean, he is with this shit. He talking like,
true. Because look, I'm gonna tell you right now. Just because Dirk ain't gonna slide on your ass, don't mean Dirk don't know some people that could slide on your ass allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly. All right. You have to realize you can't just say you can say whatever the fuck you want. Now, in all honesty, in America, you really can. Your opinion can get you wherever. You can say whatever the fuck you want and how you feel. But you cannot be mad at somebody's response.
Exactly.
You cannot be mad and you can't bat an eye to it.
Exactly. Just like there's freedom of speech, there's freedom of opinion. And nigga, if I feel the wrong way about what you said, then
there's consequences to your actions. Like, come on, dude. So by you sitting here saying, fuck they dead mamas or fuck them. I don't give a fuck about that bitch. Like, yo, you crashing out.
To my niggas, fuck niggas mamas and shit.
Like no.
You never know who gonna be the nigga to crash out, bro. That's why, me personally, if I go out anywhere, which is rare, but if I go out anywhere, because the niggas crashing out.
Yeah,
but like,
I'd be, let's not talk about that. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but if I go out anywhere, like, and some nigga want to have confrontation, because you come around those niggas sometimes. Some niggas, they really try to find a reason to get in some altercation that night.
Yeah, because they just been like going to the gym like faithfully for like 3 months.
They feel like Billy Badass. Oh, right?
God, nigga. They're just like, bruh, I need to put somebody in a place like all this testosterone in me.
But I try my best not to like have anything escalate, because with niggas specifically, that shit can easily end up in death.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Easily. Somebody can die that night. Oh, yeah. Somebody not going home to their kids.
Oh, yeah. Because shit, let's think about it. Thanksgiving. I actually went to my homegirl's. She threw a Friendsgiving or whatever. We were playing spades, you know, good old time type deal. It's this nigga. I can't remember his name. I think it was Zay. We just going to call him Zay because I don't think that was his name, but yeah, we just gonna call him that.
Yeah.
So, bruh, this nigga Zay, I could tell he's been down the road, okay? Because he was like, that nigga was drunk, and he was trying to like fuck on any bitch there, but they niggas was there.
No.
And you got gay bitches there.
First of all, I just want to say, I hate that. Like, why are y'all at a party? I mean, I guess y'all can still have fun, but like,
but that shit's just
weird. Why are you at a party with your like significant other?
Hey, I don't, it's get supposed it to be just a good old time, you know, everybody just know everybody type deal. Like, that's why I wasn't like pressing nobody, because it's it ain't that type of party.
I guess.
Like, yeah, at all, bro. This nigga had his hands like right here on me. I'm just like,
both his hands, like, yes, on, just like, yes, grabbing your shoulders. Like,
yes, because this nigga like talking to somebody. He was trying to talk to me. I'm just like, all right, now, in my head, I got the blick on me. All right. This could really be a nigga moment for real.
Yeah, but you would have to escalate it hella high. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, I had to just think about it. Like, if I was a different type of nigga in that instance, because realistically speaking, you touching me is definitely going against my boundaries. All right? Like, you're breaching them shits. My nigga, you need to chill. All right? Because I have all, like, rights to, like, flash out if I really wanted to. But by me actually thinking about the situation and being like, you know what? If I flash out and I sit here and like move some furniture in this motherfucker, what is it gonna cause? Or what is it gonna do? Is it gonna help the situation or make it worse? I realize it's gonna make it worse. So I just sit there just like, I just gave him a look, like, so you gonna move your hands, nigga? That nigga moved and he was like, hey, my bad, bro. I'm like, you good. Like, it doesn't have to be that serious.
Yeah, it really don't. And the person, I mean, Charleston White escalated that conversation like to the max, to the max.
For no fucking reason.
I hate that his, like, it feels like sometimes his message is like, you know, black people, we be perpetuating bullshit all the time, and we always like promote bullshit and care about bullshit. But then that message get lost when you start fucking clowning niggas that's been really struggling for generations and generations in Chicago and shit, with the like low income household and all types of shit like this. Like, I just, like, every time I want to support Charleston White, he does shit like this to make me like, it's hard to hop on that wagon. It really is. I always stood up for him in like past episodes. But then I see shit like this, and I'm like, wow, this nigga, if he dies, I'm not looking any type of way. Because no way you get to talk this crazy.
I second that.
No way you get to talk this crazy and nothing happened to you at all.
I second that shit. I second it. Because, look, realistically, you're not going to sit down and have a conversation with these people. You're not going to have a conversation with Dirk. You're not going to have a conversation with the people you are dissing. Because you know if you talk that crazy in front of the people you're dissing, like, and you know they're ready to crash out, you know you're going to die. Security or not, you're going to die. Or if you don't die, you're going to get, like, packed the fuck out. Like, not.
And that's a good point, too, because I hope he's not just doing this for clout.
Yes, of course he's doing it for clout. He's already said that before. All the shit that he does is for publicity, for clout, because he's a comedian. Hell nah. You can't get away with anything you want to say just because you're a comedian. You can't slap that label on and feel like you're just immune to freedom, immune, and you can just say anything you want and just have freedom of speech. No. Uh-uh. That's not how this shit works.
Yeah, at that point, that's a
cop-out. Watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah, man. Hey, the point of the day is you can say whatever you want to say, but niggas also have the right to retaliate because they don't like what you say.
And beat your dumb ass up.
At the very least, because you deserve bullets, to be honest. Oh, God. Like, to be honest, like, with the shit you said, yeah, you deserve some bullets.
Like, I can say this from a personal experience. Like, I said some shit, like, out my neck, left field, to one of my old homies and shit. It was on, you know, completely out of context. I'll take that. But I would never say the wild shit that nigga said. Alright, fuck out of here. I wouldn't even be on some, like, fuck your dead ops or fuck your dead family members and shit like that. Hell nah. Because you can't come back from that, my nigga. You can't do that shit. No.
Yeah. No. Hey.
That shit is just messy as fuck. Like, yeah, like, look.
We didn't get to the point of him bringing out the gun, though. We never even talked about that this whole time.
Bro, I don't know what he was talking about. He was just talking about... You think I'm supposed to be scared of him? I tell fuck Chicago. Tell Chicago I got a gun, too. Look, you got a gun. They got guns.
Yeah, multiples calibers. You can only shoot one gun no matter how many guns you got. Like, so,
nigga, what's a semi to a switch? Like, come on.
What's a semi to multiple switches?
Golden switches. Shit.
Even if you got an AK, what's one AK to multiple switches?
Oh, God. Like, bro, and your AK is 9 times out of 10 semi-automatic. Yeah. Especially if you're a law-abiding citizen.
He said he got binary switches.
Nigga, that still don't make it automatic. That just make it speed up just a little bit more. But bro.
A little bit more. That shit fast. Binary switches, I mean, binary triggers is fast.
Yeah, it's
almost automatic.
It depends on your trigger speed, honestly. Like, if you can actually, like,
pull. Yeah, I guess, but it's significantly faster than semi-automatic.
You're definitely right, because it's like, when you pull back, that's a shot, and then when you let it go, that's a shot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like a 2-for-1.
You already got 2-for-1, and you could just pull the trigger again, and that's 4 already in a matter of, like, half a second.
True.
This shit's fast.
No, you're right on that.
But multiple switches still don't have a chance, real
talk. Yeah, at all, because you're getting, like, swissed up. Like, holes in you like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, you black. Getting hit, and once you get hit, you just gonna flop down, just like. that's dark. Yeah, angle.
Look, we're not praying on your downfall. We're not praying for your death. But at the same time, if you keep talking reckless and out the side of your fucking neck like you are now, you're not gonna live to see like 80.
Yeah, right? because we just acknowledging that we as people. In general, maybe white women, they get they might be the only ones that could just say whatever they want.
Yeah.
But we, as especially black men, know that we can't get away with saying fuck them dead niggas
at all,
especially not being in the streets, not being involved with them people at all.
We
don't have the right to say that and nobody come rob our ass, beat our ass, or kill our ass. So we just acknowledging that when you say shit like that, it comes with consequences. It's not about like praying on his downfall, because I wish that he was just wasn't such a fucking asshole. I wish he would stay on the track of, you know, black people, we need to get it together. We do perpetuate bullshit. But he says dumbass shit, and I know, like, you get killed for saying shit like this.
Facts. And, bruh, why you trying to beef with me, your goof ass from the birds, nigga? Yo, Pappy said it best. Like, come on, nigga. Chill. Yeah, you ain't even about that life for real. You used to be about that life. Like, bro, you.
And if it's for clout, bro, you too old to be on this clout shit. Like,
yes, bro, that's a young nigga's game.
Yeah.
Like, why are you. Don't you got grandkids?
We got anything else?
I think the last topic was. Oh, yeah, Takeoff's killer.
So, oh, yeah.
Let me actually go to the post so I can.
I'm gonna squeeze in some relationship shit.
Oh, okay. The fuck, nigga? Okay.
Glorilla said, fuck your credit score, nigga. You might be rich as fuck tomorrow.
No.
Terrible advice. Yeah, worst advice ever.
Just no. You know I'm not going for that, right? Bro, this nigga Ack is a dumbass on his page. Like, what the fuck? Oh, okay. I had to go to, like, his actual page. Jesus Christ, man. This nigga posts a lot. A real nigga. This is going to take me a little minute.
Wade in the water. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Wade in the water, children.
Shut your head.
Yeah, I'm bullshitting.
But sources say that Takeoff's alleged murder suspect, Cameron Joshua, a.k.a. Lil Cam Fifth, has been arrested on gun possession. Yeah, fuck that nigga. You deserve to get taken down.
Yeah, man.
You definitely deserve that. Like, realistically speaking, it says, before me, I understood the assault district attorney in Harris County, Texas, that day appeared the unsigned affidavit, who under has a good reason to believe that he does have...
Wow, in Harrison you County. Are a terrible reader, bro.
Look, this shit is so fucking tiny, nigga. Like you try to read it.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That shit. It's fine as fuck,
dog. Just like, damn.
Okay, that's the acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Is this talking about the gun charge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he was on probation, and he was previously convicted with grand theft in California. So this is the reason why they locked him up. It was because of the possession of the gun.
Because he was a felon.
Yeah, because he was a felon.
So that's basically like violation of probation.
Yeah. But there's no details on like this murder.
Oh, no. The only reason why they even put that charge on him, the VOP, is because that's something that can stick and also can get him to sit down for a little bit. So he doesn't have a chance to go on the run or try to flee the scene, like, for lack of better words. Because
he just a suspect at this point? Do they have any proof that he did it?
Well, it's all type of video proof. So it's like,
the only video proof I've seen is like
ballistics as well. They also ran like ballistics on the jacket, so it was gunpowder residue on that jacket. Mm. So that's also a thing.
Yeah, I don't want to get things wrong and say he's a killer if he's not.
He's just a suspect at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to say anything crazy because like that's a hard accusation. It's like saying that he killed somebody that was really, as far as the Migos, you know, and Takeoff, was really like pioneers in the rap game. So to put that claim on somebody, and I don't really know, I don't feel comfortable with doing that.
I feel it.
But man, rest in peace, Takeoff, though. Like, that shit's still fucked up.
Always and forever.
I hate that. It feels like it may not be true in the reality, but in my opinion, it feels like we just losing more and more artists like hella fast. I feel like in the last 2 years we lost like Dolph,
X,
Juice WRLD,
X, Juice, fucking,
I mean, Lil Skies, if you want to count that. Not Lil Skies, but Lil Peep.
I was about to say
Lil Skies, he's still alive.
And I got all the drugs in the world that you need. Fucking Mac Miller, Nipsey Hussle, fucking
Drakeo the Ruler.
Yep, Drakeo the Ruler.
Mo 3.
PNB Rock,
yeah.
Like, that's a lot of fucking artists, dude.
Oh, God.
And I'm pretty sure there's some more that we... Oh, yeah, that girl's a twerkaholic. That girl...
He died?
Yeah. Yeah, he died because of cancer.
Oh. I mean, I guess we gotta have one there, but nothing. Look, right,
that's not to be honest, it's still, violence, but it's still fucked up.
It's still fucked up. Yeah,
I still don't.
But all these other rappers died from like senseless violence.
Yeah, that's what it was. Ass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sorry.
I can't believe he died. Like that's so odd to me.
Yeah, like really, like shit. R.I.P. I don't know your name, but R.I.P.
And it was more than that. I can't remember him, but it was more than that. Especially if we go down and consider like the up and coming artists that died. I can't remember. I don't want to be just saying shit.
But Adesto, even though she was ass. But find out that that has a connection to Dolph's killing, like, in all honesty.
Yeah, that's a really messy situation. They're trying to say that Yo Gotti and shit got something to do with that.
Yeah, look, I don't want to put my mouth on that.
Yeah, that's a real messy one right there. Yeah,
just know, like, Ack will probably cover that because he got more bread for like security. I ain't got time for all that shit.
Yeah, and more time to sit on stream and fucking be roast detective and shit.
Yeah, and roast these niggas.
Because they had a beef for a long time, though. That's what the whole 100 Shots was. And Dolph came out that they shot at him, and that Dolph came out that whole album.
Yeah. And how you miss a whole 100 shots, nigga?
The funny thing about that album is that every song name was like regarding this whole shooting. He's like, it was like 100 shots in Texas or something like that. But they didn't hit. But like, I was like, wow.
But I'm still alive. I'm still alive.
Like, it was a whole storyline of this
he
shit.
He was just taunting them. Yeah. It was an album of taunting.
So to find out that allegedly he has something to do with it, or, you know, maybe Black Youngster allegedly has something to do with it, I'm not shocked at that. But I do want to ask you a question. So I seen this clip, and it was a woman talking about good boys and bad boys, or good guys and bad guys. You know what that mean, right?
The Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson's and the Futures,
So she was saying that after dating a bunch of good bad boys, she tried to date a good guy, and
she was bored. I already see where it's going.
Yeah, you
like, I already see it.
But she said when she dated the good guy, it didn't work out because she just found herself walking all over him. It's like she just didn't ultimately respect him. He didn't put her in her place. Now
she got bored. You need a toxic nigga. That's what you need. Why do you think? Look. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting your question.
No. I mean,
that was it.
It wasn't the question, but you can go ahead.
Look, okay.
Because that's practically the video.
Realistically, Russell Wilson is the better option because he's smarter. Not smarter. He's very intelligent. He has a brighter future, and his net worth is definitely there because he has a reasonable brand behind him.
And as a woman, you have peace, nigga.
Yes, you don't have to worry about him sneaking off, fucking somebody else. He's too cringy to do that because he's Mr. Mr. Impossible.
No,
not
it
impossible.
Was a...
the net... Not, oh. Fuck, what was
damn,
it?
Damn, what was it?
Mr. Fuck. It's impossible. You said that already. God damn.
Incredible?
No, nah. that's Nick Cannon. shit.
I can't remember.
I'm going to look this shit up first. I got to. Hell no, it was too cringy. Mr. fucking, damn.
Impossible.
No.
Impossible. Wait, that's not it. Like, he said that twice. I'm like, nigga.
Unlimited.
Unlimited. Because I'm unlimited.
I can do whatever I want in life because why? I'm unlimited. Mr. Unlimited. Nah, that's the weakest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. You fucking square ass nigga.
Look, I hate that people got so much to say about Russell Wilson. You're not the only one, though. That's why I'm saying this.
I'm just saying it because of what the fuck you said. It's not because of the person you are. Like,
The video was cringe, but as far as other niggas online, they talk about how corny and cringe he is and how much of a square he is. And I'm like, bro, this nigga has peace in his life. Goddamn. He don't have no bullshit. He has his personality that he don't even give a fuck who cares about it. Like, he's at peace in his life. His wife, I think they married, but his wife is at peace.
Yeah, Sierra, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, why some people have so much to comment on a nigga that has no drama in his life?
I'm just going to say this. There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually great. It's a really good thing because, for the most part, there's a lot of men that don't have peace in their life. Like, so if you find a man that can find peace and keep peace in his life, he's a keeper. Like,
not
shit.
Cheat on you.
Yes.
Like, fucking rich as fuck.
Yeah. Like, he's Mr. Unlimited. So, guess what? Everything is just unlimited until it has a limit.
Yeah, right.
But with Future,
Let's get back on the original point though. I think the problem was in that situation that she's so used to having dudes that will put her in her place. Please, oh, first of all, explain to me what the fuck does putting a woman in her place mean.
Let me take a sip real quick.
Cause I don't get it.
You ever had
being a fucking ass?
No. Like, you ever had a moment where Shania was just pissing you off because she just kept nagging and you just like you was just softly aggressive. You're like, listen, I don't have time for all this shit. I'm not trying to hear all that. You need to chill out. You ever did that?
Yeah, but because it's been in situations where she'd be, I guess, questioning a decision I made or something like that, and I'd be like, "Bitch, stop questioning me. I made the right decision. Chill out." Like that.
Yeah, that's basically putting you in your place.
Okay, so but what is that if the woman doesn't respect you?
Your words are falling upon deaf ears.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, if she don't respect you, if you try to put her in her place, how is that going to work? So I think that she got so used to these bad boys, she may respect them more.
Yeah.
And that when she got with this good guy, quote unquote.
This is what it is. Women are attracted to men that can attract women. That's literally it. And if a man can attract a bunch of women, he has options. If you don't have options, it shows you ain't getting pussy for real. You ain't even gonna know what to do in this box.
No, she said he was but this is besides the point. Because if she's dating him, I'm assuming she was attracted to him. Have to make that assumption. But she said he's a good guy. He'd take her out to dinner. He'd like open her door for her and shit like that. But for whatever reason, quote unquote, because everybody knows the reason, she just didn't respect him. And she said he didn't put her in her place. But I think the truth is that he tried. You just didn't respect him because he was too nice. Okay. And that's just the reality of it. True story. I think a lot of women from in their 20s all the way up to like 35 date these quote unquote bad boys. Yeah. And then when they in their 40s, that's when they want a good guy to fucking, that's got a career and that's got like, he got manners and shit.
Deal with their trauma.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Babysit their trauma.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Look, true story. All right. I'm not going to name drop, but when I was working at a warehouse a couple years ago, I had a coworker. She basically told me she was with this white guy. They was doing like a long distance relationship for right now because he was in Pennsylvania. She moved down to Georgia trying to do what she had to do, you know, get shit right. She told me his dick was small. She told me the only reason why she's with him is because he got bread. He take care of her son. And this bitch fucked two niggas at that fucking warehouse.
Oh my God.
Alright. But she is married to that man now. Alright. So
that is trifling as fuck, dog. That is the most trifling shit I've heard all day. What the fuck?
Look, again, I wouldn't name drop because I wouldn't.
She's black.
I'm not gonna. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can say she's black. Oh, yeah.
She is black.
Okay, because she say like it was a white. She was with this white man. I was wondering if she's black.
Yeah. But I'm gonna just say this. Okay. In that situation, cause shit, I was trying to fuck too. Like, I ain't gonna let you.
I mean,
you,
she already giving it up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shit. Like, man, it was popping. Yeah. Like, it was popping. She's like, I don't see you in that way. What the fuck?
Man.
But you get right. You fucked two. All right.
You got the whole fucking shift punching dick in your stomach. Like, you might as well.
You out here sucking sweaty dick and shit. But you ain't gonna let me hit.
You might as fucking well, my
nigga. God. Like, fuck out of here.
That's trifling, bro. I'm mad you told me that.
Bro, because like, these bitches be trifling.
I hate hearing stories like that because I'm like, damn, that could happen to any man, really.
Yes.
Like, it really can. Yes. And it's so sad, bro.
Hey, man.
It's a sad reality.
Hey, man. Say, man. When shit happens like that, they be just too lost in the sauce, and these bitches be vindictive. Alright, so be careful.
Hey, I'm just saying, like, if females, if you come across a good dude in your fucking 20s and maybe early 30s or something like that,
keep
do
him.
Not look past that nigga. Do not, cause you gonna be ended up 40 years old talking about niggas ain't shit on social media.
Yes.
Bro, and talking about why I don't got a man. This is why.
Yes.
This is why
you can find a nigga like me. Like, shit, I'm gonna use my options. Fuck the bullshit. But
you said a nigga like me.
Yeah, I'm bad. Like, I'm gonna use my options like real shit. But at the same time, I'm not just using my options just to fuck everybody. No, I eventually want to marry somebody. Like, fuck the bullshit. But I'm not gonna sit here and just because I had bad experiences with all these bitches when I get older, I'm not gonna be like, oh, bitches ain't shit. All of them just crazy. Nah, all of them are crazy.
No, all of them are crazy. All women even are crazy. Good girls okay, are yes, crazy. Yes, yeah.
All of y'all are just fucking crazy. Every man in America can agree to that. Okay, like every man in the on the planet.
Yeah, real talk.
Can agree that every woman is just crazy in their own way.
Some of them more subtle than others, but yes, most definitely.
Y'all all are just crazy in your own fucking way. Yeah. I can't stress that enough.
No, no cap though.
I can't. I know that might be a hot take, but damn it, it's true. It is fucking true. Just like they can sit and be like niggas, big bitches, well bitches, fat bitches, fat bad bitches,
scallywag bitches.
Look, y'all are just crazy as shit.
Crazy, all of y'all.
Look, I got somebody. Look, I know somebody. Again, not gonna put their personal business out there, but was messing with somebody. I told them not to fuck with that person, but they kept fucking with that person. One day, sliced the fucking tire and put toothpaste in their fucking tank.
What the fuck?
Yes. Yes. Wow. Yes. Now she has to deal with the bullshit of having to rebuild that shit back up, but she just gets away scot-free. I mean, you gotta just claim it on insurance. Nigga, what? Nigga, what? Y'all bitches are crazy. You bitches are crazy.
But hey, niggas choose crazy, bro. Niggas choose crazy. Niggas choose crazy. Bitches choose crazy. And then everybody get online and wondering why the dating scene is so fucked up. Y'all priorities in the wrong fucking place. Bitches want a quote unquote whatever the fuck a bad boy is. Because to this day, I don't necessarily understand that.
He just breaks the rules. He smokes while he drives.
Like I could only think of like what a trapper or some shit like that.
Cause y'all be wanting niggas to be pulling triggers and shit, but y'all want to hold them down if they get locked up. Like, what type of shit is that? Like, I saw a post. I kid you not. I saw a post. It was a chick saying, "Why are you sitting here toting your strap and you only shoot it at the gun range and you ain't shooting it at the ops?" Like, what the fuck you mean? Like, what are you talking about?
The fuck you want you to crash out?
Like, you just want me to catch felony? Oh, okay. Just for you to leave me? Like, yeah, what?
You ain't even shooting at the ops. Like, nigga, what the
what
fuck?
Are you doing? What are you? Who are you shooting at?
Shooting at the ops.
Like, what ops do I got? Damn. Like, the fuck? You just want me to shoot at random people like it's GTA in this bitch?
That's trifling that like, she said that. Like, what? You only go to the gun range. Like, I would hope most niggas are just going to the gun range.
Yes, that's or
the murder rate not that high, bro.
Oh God, okay.
It's really not.
Even though, like in Atlantic, Atlantic Station, it was like what 11 people that were shot, one died, but 11 people were shot.
Yeah, see, the murder rate in that was probably like 9%, something like that. So that's not even that high. That's dark. That's dark. Just to finish my point, bitches. Tighten up, man. Hey, you can date a nigga like Future, and the reality of that is
you're gonna deal with multiple baby moms.
You're gonna hope he gonna change, but he not gonna change, and he let you know that a long time ago that he not gonna change. Just like Blueface let Christian Rock know that he gonna fuck other bitches. I don't care. So you can get emotionally invested, but I'm doing me, and niggas is gonna let you know whether it's verbally like that or through their actions. And y'all gonna deal with that up until y'all 40 years old and be online complaining about how niggas ain't shit and the climate of niggas is bad. But the reality is everybody chooses terribly and everybody's priorities in the wrong place, man. Yeah, man. Recipes take off. And that's all I gotta say, man. All of my social media is gonna be down below. Oh yeah, Whiskey Dick on YouTube, man. I'm streaming over there.
Yes, sir.
Posting my content over there.
Yes, sir.
Shit getting age restricted, but you know,
it don't matter. Like we still striving, we still surviving out here.
Yeah, man, we're gonna be watching fights. That's what I'm gonna be reacting to.
Oh yes. Yes.
Probably tonight, maybe. Depending on.
There's some fights tonight, man?
No. Oh. Like street fights on Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that shit was funny. He's
bruh, he slammed the fuck out of him. Yo, I just want to talk about that though, real quick. Bruh, he was talking all that shit. He's like, "Man, fuck you, nigga." Bruh, he started walking away and he looked behind him. It's a fucking nigga twice his size running up. He slammed his fucking head into the counter, then picked him up and Oh, this nigga bounce off the ground.
Is he dead? He's possibly dead. And he was like,
bruh, I was like, yo, he slammed the fuck out of him. That was the craziest fucking slam ever, bro. That's why you gotta pick your fights wisely, my nigga. Don't start some shit you can't finish, cause nigga, like, yo, nigga, you don't know who gonna beat your ass, dog.
Put that nigga in a coma.
That nigga found out today, bro. He found out.
That nigga learned the hard way.
Oh, shit. That nigga was D1. Oh, nigga, shit. D1 wrestling. All-American, nigga. What the fuck?
Oh, shit, dog. Look, my socials is in the description below. Oh, god damn. Oh, it's been your boy, Jew, a.k.a. the Granny Slayer, a.k.a. the Diff That Could with some wood. All right, and my ending notes is we appreciate all of our loving followers, supporters. We appreciate all of our growing fucking fans that are just coming to the page and just sitting here supporting us, sharing it, liking it. We appreciate all of y'all from the bottom of my motherfucking hearts, all right?
Yeah.
Like, on baby Christ, on bloods, nigga, and on crit. But
on
nah.
Crip.
But nah, for real, again, we wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for you guys. Constantly share, follow, comment, post, all that shit. All right, share it to your uncles, share it to your aunties that need a good laugh in their life. All right, like, they might, you know, get a little triggered, but it's cool.
Stay tuned for some more interviews coming soon. We have the Atlanta Late Night Podcast. We mentioned them earlier in our podcast career as this one of the podcasts is kind of up and coming and he makes funny content. We're gonna have him on here, Joseph Robinson, the host of that podcast, on here soon.
Yes,
I had COVID last week. He's trying to come last week, but I, you know, I couldn't do nothing about that.
He had the COVID in me.
Yeah. But we're going to have him on here. And also, if you want to get on a podcast and you can have good conversation, I'm not against having anybody up here. You literally just got to ask. Yeah. I mean, you might be watching.
Wait, look, because I'll keep it a G with you. It'll be like 10 of you motherfuckers that I asked to come on the podcast. And at least 7 of y'all just can't talk or have good conversations for shit. Alright? Like, real shit. So, please make sure you actually put some thought into it before you actually, like, ask if you can come on here.
When we say good conversation, bro, we not bullshitting.
Like. Yeah, and I'm not being an asshole. I'm being, like, direct and I'm being, like, blunt with you niggas.
Yeah.
Like, so serious.
Don't come in here with that nervous energy, bro.
Yeah, don't come in here bullshitting. Yeah. Like, come on, my nigga.
Real talk,
like,
bro.
If you're gonna do it, do it. Don't sit here, come in half stepping. Like, come on.
But ultimately, all you have to do is really ask. And if we, you know, deem you, I guess, conversational enough,
worthy,
yeah, then we're gonna have you on. It's really that simple. Also, on the website, we have a little section where you can go in and put in your email and your name and shit.
Yeah.
And you can email us and we can book that through that way too. So if you find it easier to just go through our website, that'd be cool too. Also, we can get some clicks on the website, that works out for us.
Most definitely.
With ad revenue. But yeah, man, that's all I want to say on that.
Oh, yeah. So, best believe, more interviews, definitely shit coming out very, very soon. So, again, just stay tuned, and we appreciate y'all. We over 100 in, and we plan to do over 100 more. So.
At least.
Yes. We trying to get our Instagram to like 5K, so fuck with us.
Really more than that, so we can start making money. But
yeah, but at least before the end of this year, 5K.
Yeah. Oh, man, we gained like a fucking 1,000 followers.
Yes, nigga. Look,
I literally just woke up one day and that shit went up to 1,000 followers.
Put it on your, put screenshot the podcast page and put it on your like cover photo on Facebook. Well, you don't get on fucking Facebook.
Yeah, at all. Like,
I need to just make, look, once I get everything set up and shit, I'm going to just make a Facebook page and just upload clips.
You should make a Facebook and a TikTok. Like, run those two things.
I did, yeah. I'm doing TikTok on my own, like, on, like, little shadow account. It gets a couple of views, so I'm like, okay.
We need a TikTok. And I don't know if we shadow banned, but we get no views on TikTok.
Yeah, most likely shadow banned because TikTok, like, y'all say nigga too much.
Yeah. I didn't know that was such a bad thing. But, yeah, man, can you outro? Goddamn.
Yeah, but, again, we appreciate y'all, and, tell your granny to leave the stove light on for me. We gone.